This is another edition of the original EG3 Podcast. Welcome on board to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in from Kansas City, Missouri. All things running, sports, whatever important comes across this desk. I'm recording on this Monday evening here in Missouri, July 15th, 2024. Welcome on board to another show. Glad you're able to join us. It's your first time listening to the original EG3 Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, hit that like button. Thank you for coming on board this week as we are already halfway in the month of July. And a couple hours ago, just got done with a second run with 2.0 Group, Kansas City Running Club. And I talked with someone after that saying, that talked to someone and said this, or she said, this summer is going in pretty quick. This is going to go by so fast. It is. It's coming up fast here, folks. We've been listening to this show for a while. Thank you so much also for sticking with me here this summer throughout 2024 as we have changed the title of this podcast back to the original EG3 Podcast. So glad you're able to join us. This will be a recap of what was a wacky Shawnee Mission Triathlon. Oh, wait a second. Oh, it was a duathlon. More on that in a second. Here, folks, if you're listening, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast there, as well as we are also, this is kind of important, kind of a big deal, starting to get set for the Chicago Marathon. Less than 90 days out from that. That is crazy. So that's going to be here for you. Know it. As well, this podcast, of course, yours truly participating in its first world major. Huge deal. In Chicago, that marathon, that number is an important number. So I'm really excited and still hasn't really hit me yet. But you can ask me that maybe a month or two as it gets closer to that. But we're going to dive in here before the Shawnee Mission Triathlon. There was the day before the Sunglasses Run, the Sunglasses 5K. That snuck up on me pretty fast, but I wasn't even going to do it. So, given my focus has been elsewhere, of course, with this marathon and maybe a surprise event. We'll see. But the Sunglasses 5K was the day before last Saturday. For those that participated in that, congratulations on completing a hot 5K. And oh yeah, remember folks, stay hydrated folks out there. It is definitely, we are recording this thing right in the heat. Well, I'm recording this in the evening, but it has been hot. It's going to get even hotter here as we move on throughout the rest of the summer and really the rest of the month of July as well. So that race was out there at Longview Lake. I did that race a year ago. I did a lot of races last summer as well. And yep, it's been a dip because I'm too focused on Chicago. That's where the priority needs to be. So, but yeah, participated in that last year. So that, when I saw pictures on socials, that was, oh wow, already? So yeah, just a lot of small events that snuck up really fast there as well. So congratulations to the men and women and kids that completed the 5K or did a kids run. If there was a kids run, I think there was a kids run over the weekend at that event as well. So congratulations on that. And of course, yes, before I dive in here, the Olympics. This is also important. Of course, important, whatever comes across my desk. Paris Olympics, very soon, at the end of the month as well. That's right around the corner as well. That's very important news. Go Team USA as well. I'm excited for that as well. So I know Major League Baseball is right now in their quote-unquote halftime break all-star game. As I'm recording this, they're coming to the end of the home run derby right now. I got the TV on mute. So there you go on that. Hockey, NHL is done. Basketball is done. Yeah, baseball seems to be right now. Sports, that's going on. Paris Olympics will be getting going here in a little while. At the end of the month, I just said. College football starting to pick things up slightly with Big 12 Media Days. Of course, I'm covering that over at over on my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, for those Kansas State fans. Definitely subscribe to that. We'll be getting back on that train tomorrow with another daily episode there on that. And, of course, more bonus content to come on the Podbean channel as well. But Sunday, participated in my second relay of the year. Third, since you count me, going back to Matt Mason last August. So we had that at a KC Triathlon. Of course, KC Triathlon recap. If you're new to this podcast, I did a recap episode on that. Go back and feel free and download that and check that out as well, wherever you get your podcast as well. But Shawnee Mission Triathlon. Man, oh man, woke up Sunday morning. woke up to some thunder and lightning, like, of course, Midwest random weather. That's what I would call it, because you do not know what you're going to expect come summer, late spring, summer, especially with these thunder and lightning situations. Obviously, it just reminded me of the whole trolley 4 mile, where we kind of knew that. Well, we knew ahead of time where bad weather could affect either canceling that race or having a delayed start or having a delayed start. Well, obviously, we know what happened there. Thankfully, they moved it back and we were able to race that. So much fun. Of course, yours truly, I'm going to put a spoiler alert on it, won an age group award. surprisingly, with all the competition there as well. So yeah, that recap is there as well. But yeah, woke up to the same thing, thunder and lightning, and oh, here we go. So got up, and this was I had to get there a little early. The event already moved itself up a little bit because of the heat and everything else. So I don't remember what time it was supposed to start, but anyways, it got moved up to 6:30 originally. And we all got there. It was still showing thundering lightning all the way to Shawnee Mission Park / Marina, right? It was from where I'm at, Casey, Missouri, all the way across the border to Shawnee. Man, it was lighting up with thundering lightning across the morning, early morning skies. Got there, and I got to give a shout out to the people in charge of parking. They did a wonderful job getting all of us into that parking lot. Now, I'm not familiar with that side of the marina of the park, because I'm usually going in right smack in the middle, right to the marina, right? I go towards, what is it? You get off one of the exits, and of course, with all this construction on 435, when they can make it difficult to get to places around. That's side of Kansas City, right? Overland Park, Shawnee, Lenexa, and all those other places over there. So I'm not familiar with that side of the park. I am familiar with the marina and everything else, because I have ran out there several times already this year. So I already knew where I was going up against there. But anyways, so the guys all situated with the parking and everything else like that. And then got there. Kind of hung around the parking lot for a little bit before going to the walking towards the designated area, right towards the marina, obviously, where everyone else was at. The bike station up, everyone getting ready to go, everyone talking, having a nice time. Get marked on my left shoulder with the relay number that we had, 159. Team Lagerheads, meet myself, Tim, in Lay, we once again reunited for another relay, and we will be doing, fast forward, we will be doing another one next month. Matt Mason, that I just mentioned, that we won last year with the switch with Chantel, not able to do it. So Tim, Chantel not able to do the bike this time around, unfortunately. So she has a work event or work conference to go to this year. So Tim, we're going to step in here and more him in just a second, because this was a little wacky, but so we go around. I think this announcement was before I started warming up. I don't know. I can't remember, but whatever the order was. So, all right, we get there, right? Everyone's talking, getting ready, having a nice time. It is still overcast, and it was still hot, but it was actually a little cooler than it was. And luckily, when I was running on my side, on my leg anyways, I mean, it got hot towards the end, but it hit, for me, it doesn't matter. But the sun stayed in the clouds for the most part throughout the majority of the morning. But I'm not, again, this is only my third triathlon event, and I do not swim, but I did bike a lot, but that's not my responsibility. My responsibility, obviously, is the running part, okay? Just moments before they closed off transition or whatever, because it was still really overcast, still kind of, you know, lightning. You can see lightning and stuff in around the area and whatnot, and I thought they were going to cancel the swim. I thought they were really going to cancel the swim, and the lady in charge of the announcements and whatnot says that due to unsafe conditions on the roads, some degree, I'm summarizing this up, we're not going to have the bikes. We're not going to have the bike event. we're just due to other conditions in around the area, we're just going to do a duathlon now. And that means all across the board, everybody's doing it. Swim, for those that don't know what that is, the duathlon is swim and a run, right? And originally the run was supposed to be an 8K-ish run, but that got moved down to the 5K. And I still wasn't sure what I was doing while I was out there, because I thought I was going to run the 8K in the back of my mind. So that's why I didn't, I know I'm jumping ship here a little bit, but if I knew it was a 5K, I probably would have went a little harder than I originally was, but I just used it as a workout, speed workout anyway, a marathon workout anyways, to prepare for the big picture race, right? So if I knew that, I would have went a little harder, but I felt shockingly fine after what I did the previous day, which 24 miles in a span in a different way, 6 hour 24 mile run, an endurance run with a KC Smoke teammate that is getting ready for the KC Backyard Ultra. Shout out Angela for getting ready for that. So she's trying to rope me in, and I've told her, like I told some people already, I am not committing to anything just yet. So let's just say stay tuned on that note there, because obviously you got Chicago, but I mean that's next month, so it'll be 2 months from Chicago. So I don't think. Personally, I don't think it's gonna affect bother me too much. No, knowing me, I'll run whatever distance, 5K, 8K, 10K, whatever it is. You're listening to the original EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III here on this Monday night, July 15th, coming off of a group run KC Running Club just a couple of hours ago. It was a scorcher out there downtown on this Monday night, but yeah, so we'll see. Like I said, I haven't committed to anything. I told a couple of people on that run this afternoon, I'm not committed to nothing just yet. That's a stay tuned on that one. So there you go. So I did 24 miles in span of 6 hours the day before. I was a little worried about how I felt, and I felt amazingly fine. I felt great yesterday compared to today. but yeah, that's weird, because when you're in that race mode vibes, you don't really feel anything. And I don't know, for me, when it comes to race day, I don't maybe a little slower, but you have all that adrenaline, you don't feel nothing. So I felt great yesterday. That's why I said I could go one harder, but with the hills, I wasn't sure. Maybe I could have gone a little harder, I don't know, but I just played it safe there and used it as a marathon pace workout, which was great. I felt great. I could have pushed it even more. So that's really exciting. So that's why I'm like, should I surprise people? I don't know. But again, I'm not going to try to spoil anything right now. I'm not committed to anything at this point, at this recording, as I record here, we're close to 9 o'clock at night. But yeah, I was basically shocked. They took the bikes away. I felt really bad for Tim. And really, that's like, you know, you train for this event. I mean, of course you're going to have events throughout the year, but if you train for like one event for biking, that sucks. that honestly sucks. Now, I know Lay was telling me some stories about, you know, this is not the first time she's seen it. And yeah, she's been around the sport for a long time now. She told me a couple of stories of situations before where they took out, she was actually prepared not to swim. And it was going to be one of the scenarios that she told me. Shout out Lay, Tim. We did it. Oh, by the way, we did win the relay. So there you go with that. So I'll jump to the conclusion on that. But yeah, she told me at one instance, like, there's a situation where, like, there's going to be I think it was a bike run situation. So it would have been me, Tim, and me. I'm fine with that. I don't care. I'm there to run, right? Right? But yeah, so I was really shocked and really, really, really sad for Tim. And of course, one of my other friends from Manhattan came up to do the event again for the second year in a row. Shout out, Kirk. I'm giving you a shout out here in the podcast. I know my friend Shelby was there as well for support as well. Shout out to those two. I actually stumbled on those two. Well, I knew Kurt was going to be there, but I didn't know Shelby was going to be there. Her and her boyfriend were there as well. So yeah, Shelby's coming off of injury, and she looked okay. Yeah, she looked okay there. So she's actually training for another somewhat duathlon down the line. I don't know when that is. I didn't get into any of the specifics on that. But yeah, so I hung out with them, caught with them for a little bit. Of course, Shelby, my boyfriend, and Kirk from City of Manhattan, Kansas. Yes. So shout out to them. Shout out to Manhattan Runner Company as well. I am working something out currently right now. But of course, between the two podcasts, you know I'm gonna be back in Manhattan. So regarding my new situation now. So yeah, I'm excited to not only for that, but to see good friends for different reasons to do a run with them every now and then. I'm hoping to get back there at some point before football season. I know K-State football, huge. For those that don't know, K-State football is very huge in Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State football. That's why, of course, I'm host of the Pro Project Podcast. My co-host, Alex Aiden, out there in San Diego, California. But I don't want to get too sidetracked there a little bit. But yeah, so yeah, I felt awful. Yeah, it's like you take all these bikes and like you're just sitting here. I'm like, what? And to be honest with you guys, it did not make sense. At that moment in time, why? I'm like thinking to myself, why did they cancel the bikes? I mean, just if anything, it just rained a little bit. I mean, yes, it was a little hard drizzle at one point, but other than that, it was fine. And then later on after the run, I overheard somebody, or I think Lay said the same thing, that they were, or found out there was one slick spot on the top of the hill or something like that. So The funniest comment of the day belongs to Tim. You're listening to the original EG3 podcast, the Shawnee Mission tryout. Nope. Shawnee Mission duathlon. Eddie Gritter III here for a few more minutes on the pod. But yeah, Tim was kind of showing a little bit, he was being maybe sarcastic, but maybe frustrated at the same time. He said, well, just take squeegees and squeeze the water off the road. We good. We ready to go. Yeah, so I get it. That's like, for instance, the whole issue. That kind of reminds me of the whole issue of the whole, I'm now transitioning back to NASCAR, but I have to put it that way because NASCAR recently happened to deal with water. I had to put the ring tires on And then you have other drivers that are like, you know, let's go out there and still race or something like that. So like that. I mean, these times, yeah. So, but yeah, yeah, that was a hard one to grasp with at that point. But thinking about it now, sitting here, and maybe even after, even some point after the race as well, it was the right call to make there as well. I don't know. There are a lot of, between KC Triathlon and Shawnee, I was probably say KC's bigger. Now I can compare the two. KC Triathlon is a tad bigger. I think they're all the same size because you're seeing the same athlete. You're running into the same people almost. I know another Angela, not KC Smoke Angela, but another Angela was out. She was out there again doing her thing out there. Shout out Angela R. I know too many Angelas, but yeah, they're about the same size. I'll probably say KC Tri is slightly bigger. I know Matt Mace is a little small, a little smaller. That's next week. Can't wait to get back over. That's over there at Smithfield Lake. But yeah, felt bad for all that couldn't. But that's like getting ready to train for. If you have this one event, you can't do it. That sucks. I would put another term on it, but I'm gonna keep this kids approval. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, so, but overall, I mean, it turned out fine. I mean, when I got to the finish line, okay, so Leigh did her thing in a swim, and then the transition over there, got the timing chip device, put it on my lower left ankle. I was able to go do my thing. Now, again, in the back of my mind, I thought, okay, when I got to the trail part, I'm thinking two laps, but trying to save up for a little bit of injury for towards the end and not go all balls to the wall, you know? So I'm thinking to myself, all right, just save enough, then you go hard. But I'm sitting here just in cruise mode. I could have pushed it a little more, but again, we need to think about big picture at this point. So I think to myself, and then I shouted out to kindly, let's put it that way, kindly, express shouted out like, hey, do we need to go around one more time? Like, nope, you done your loop, one loop, we're doing one loop, not two, go to the finish line. So you got to go all that big ass hill on coming up the connection from the trail back to the loop, to the lake loop. That, oh, I was like, gotta climb up this hill, which wasn't terrible, but that's probably the worst part, because we actually ran on. I didn't know this, being out there for a couple of these training runs, but there's a paved trail that takes you. You can hop up. Now I think they had this open. Now again, I don't really pay attention to much because I'm so locked in to whatever on my race. I'm so focused and locked in, so I'm not paying attention to anything. So I didn't realize there was a paved sidewall you can go up that first big hill. So everybody went down that hit that, and you're still climbing up, right, up that hill, which wasn't that bad when you running at a decent fast pace at a 6:30 pace. Now again, you're running at 9:30, it seems to be awful. That's the difference. I felt good going up the hill. So, and again, you're passing people that are coming out of the swim, so you're just getting guys and gals left, right, here, there. You're passing people. That was the fun. I've said this on this podcast. I mean, passing people was so much fun. I mean, getting passed, that ain't much fun. That's not much fun. That's irritating. But when you're going forward, you're passing people when nobody's passing you. Now again, I'm on much of a different plan than everybody else, because these people are just getting out of the water and running or on a relay. So, but shout out to the people in charge of the Shawnee Mission Triathlon /Duathlon because they simplified it. They simplified it. Like, look, everybody's going to do two things. We take the bike out, we're going to do this, and we're going to do, everybody's going to do 5K, not just people that are doing this, everybody. And really, the Olympic people, and I'm glad they kept them separate from what we were doing, but I'm still, and from what I was told, we were right there with the Olympic relay people. So not mostly me, but yeah. So I'm glad that in theory, that was the right decision there to keep for everybody's safety, and everyone could still go out in there and do their thing. Now, I think some people went home after the, well, I know some of the relay people that were doing the bike went, said, see ya. So I do know that, but pretty most for most part, most people stayed and did the rest of it. So shout out to the people in charge of this event for doing that. We ended up winning the team, well, AKA Team Laggerheads. For those that are wondering what the team name is, just like the KC Triathlon. And it's gonna be different for the Matt Mason. It's gonna be what? Oh shoot! I think it's huge something spikes. I know that's a theme. Spikes is the running part. Surge, spurs. There it is. Surge, spurs, and spikes. Say that 10 times fast. There. That's the team name for Matt Mason. Did that leg came up with last year. So, but yeah, everyone did kept it clean safely, and we're everyone was able to do their thing. So I'm just glad we're able to do it. And yeah, that started coming to the finish line. My goodness, you fellow, you're crammed in there. Like you're running on the trail. And again, remember, this was not the same. Well, this was not the same course as now. This the same location as the Beard 10K, but this was the course from the Beard 10K was a lot different than the Shawnee Mission 5K. Okay, so that is so there was a difference on that because you went one force Lake Loop and then you tail it all the way around, hop on the trail, do that one loop around the trail, because originally we were supposed to do two loops on that trail, not one, until weather changed the game, and then we went back to the finish line, and holy smokes, I felt like coming back uphill, you're finishing uphill. Everything just got crammed in. Like, here I am passing people, and everything just felt like, oh gosh, I'm crammed in. I feel like I'm squeezed in here with the crowd on two in on this side to the left, crowd line of crowd to the right. You felt like you're gonna get squeezed in here. I'm like, oh man, but it felt like that way. But coming just cruising. Floating to the finish line, as some of my friends would call it. They just cruise it, just don't overdo it, don't do anything stupid, and just get to the finish line. And yeah, again, with the weather conditions and everything else like that, you know, again, staying hydrated or do the best you can, anyways. Throw my name in that hat again. So, all in all, I felt the event was fine, like normal. Just no biking. So, with unfortunate weather, because the Midwest weather, you don't know what you're gonna get with this type of weather. But yeah, so that's kind of that in a nutshell for you guys there. Team Laggerheads wins the overall relay again. Two person tag team duathlon. Lay doing her thing with the swim. She felt better than the KC Triathlon, and then me. Fast Eddie, aka EG3, Fast Eddie, doing his thing out there in the trail. And yeah, Shawnee Mission, that Shawnee Mission Lake out there in the marina, yeah, it's hilly. And I believe this is not the first time I've said this on the original EG3 podcast. We got a few more minutes here on the show here as well. So put another relay into the books here in 2024. And next up, stay tuned. Stay tuned. That's all I gotta say right now, because I've already talked to I talked to Casey Smoke Angela about this already, and so I'm gonna leave y'all out of a cliffhanger on that. So there's possibly two events that the podcast could jump into. I already gave away one of them. We'll see. Again, I don't know about the Casey Backyard Ultra right now. That might be, we'll see. It will be 2 months exactly from the Chicago Marathon, presented by Big River America. So I don't know. I don't know. But, and then of course, there's a Patriots run on the month of August too, that I'm trying to, somebody, she's also trying to rope me on that. But again, we'll see. We'll see on that. But again, I will tell you that, yeah, Plaza 10K in the month of September is 50-50. I told Shane that yesterday. or actually not yesterday, but earlier this afternoon. I just don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be racing in September. That's probably gonna be a no go on races in September. That will allow me to tighten up some things and allow me to really, really lock in on this training or the back end of training for the Chicago Marathon here in a couple months. This is crazy, crazy stuff. So I don't want to be racing too much there as well. It gives me that flexibility. So yes, another Plaza 10K, huge in the city of KC, part of the Heartland 30K series, which yours truly overall winner last year. But as someone told me at one of the group runs 2 weeks ago, that hey, you did that. Hey, you did that. You've been there. You did all that. You don't need to do it again. You don't need to prove yourself again. You need to be focusing. If I were you, I'll be focusing on the big, big picture. And that's the Chicago Marathon. I wouldn't be out here wasting your energy. Not wasting is probably a harsh word. But wasting your energy on that. Just, you got to think big picture. Because, obviously, hey, look. That's motivation. A lot of fast people out here in the country getting ready for this thing. And you got to be on top of your game or be the best as you can at it. And, hey, I'm just trying to do the best I can get ready for this thing. Hey, you know, I'm right out there with them guys, gals, anybody. So we'll see what happens. But I think September racing might be a no-go. Probably it's 70-30 right now. So I like to use that as to tighten the screws there as well. But I know we're racing in August. Once for sure, I don't know. Yeah, that's to be continued, to be determined at this point in time here on this Monday night as well. So we'll see about that. But yeah, next of the podcast, well, stay tuned. We do know Matt Mason, I've mentioned a couple times already, is in the mix. It was already supplanted the first weekend in August. So that is for sure. That is what I know for sure. Everything else before that, I don't know. Well, KC Backyard is the week after Matt Mason. Okay, so again, that is to be determined. And then before that, there might be an event I might be jumping in. To be continued on that. So I'm going to leave a cliffhanger on this edition of the original EG3 podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast. You're listening for the first time. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by, giving us a listen this week. We record weekly. We're going to have a chance to whenever I have time to record. We've been in a rhythm on this podcast. So again, if this is your first time listening, if you're new, again, this was a NASCAR podcast. I've mentioned that several times, but now it is back to the original podcast where I first originated it when I was in Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas State University, the famous student radio station that doing all big things. Wildcat 919, shout out to you guys out there doing a thing. Well, we'll be resuming, or if not already, some shows out there in Manhattan, Kansas out there. So this is where it all originated from. And of course, I've always wanted to get in something into radio and whatnot. And we've been podcasting for a long, long time now. So I'm glad that I've put it back to its original now. For the exception, now I've added running into the equation. So definitely, so make sure you subscribe, catch up on the latest. So we got all episodes there from the beginning of this year. I've mentioned some of them already. KC Triathlon, the Trolley Run, all those recap episodes on there now. This will be up tomorrow night. This recap of the Shawnee Mission Triathlon, a.k.a. Duathlon. So definitely make sure you get it wherever you get your podcast, Apple, iTunes, Player FM, Audioboom, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast as well. And either way, we'll be back with another episode next week. But I think that we covered it all right here in my notes. I think, yeah, that's it. That's it, folks. We crossed the finish line on another edition of the original EG3 podcast. Less than 90 days out to the big race. Big World Major. The biggest race. If we can make it. I didn't think I was going to make it this weekend with the soreness and everything. Like, I don't like getting old. I don't like it, but somehow made it to the weekend and got it done. So it's just take it one day at a time, and man, getting close. Starting to get closer and closer every week of this podcast. So definitely, of course, we're getting ready for the Chicago Marathon. And before that, another bigger race, the Berlin Marathon, a part of the World Major 6 or 7, you want to call it. It's before that, so couldn't be any more excited for that. But we crossed the finish line on this episode here. Again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.